Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad, live on your Blog Talk Radio, New Africa. Excellent. Murad speaks. I am coming on because I am going to leave you in the good hands of Imam Elio Bay, and he will take you to the end of the hour, and then he will leave you. This is Ramadan, and things happen during the month of Ramadan. And sometimes we cannot come on the air, and we try to pull in. I need it. He needs it. All of us sometimes need one another. We try to be there for each other because this is a family in which sometimes we talk alike. We have the same understanding that was given to us by Imam Waluddin Muhammad. And we try to incorporate his tafsir. Now, I don't want you to misconstrue, brothers and sisters, that Imam Waluddin Muhammad do not have his own school of thoughts. And some people use those words to misinform who he is, for he follows the uswa of Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, and he tries his utmost to stick to what he taught us. So there's no school of thought of Imam Waluddin Muhammad. Nevertheless, we all have our different styles of bringing you that which we have learned. And that's good, because when you see or hear the person consistently, and sometimes you don't want to hear anymore. But the difference in your children and knowledge itself, we read the Quran every day. We read the Quran when we're young enough to pick it up to read it. And we read it all the way to our grave. We also don't get tired of reading. And yes, Allah repeats itself. He's consistent, he's repetition. But you should grasp in your mind the understanding is that you didn't get it all in one day, one week, one month, one year. How about if you're 80 years old, you didn't get it all? Because every time you repeat reading the Quran, there's no beginning with Allah, and there's no ending with Allah. And because of that reason, you should grasp in your understanding that if there's no beginning, well, what beginning is he speaking about? When you grasp the understanding, connect the dots, and able to define and put it in manifestation, what you have read, that's your beginning. And the reason you don't have no ending, because we don't die, we evolve. So what you have learned in your lifetime, you evolve and Allah will give you more. As long as we live, we will continue to believe that He is the greatest, the Lord of all the world, the system of all knowledge. Allah is one. He's the creator of the heavens and earth and everything between it, and definitely he needs nothing from his creation, nor do he need anything from Allah himself. Brothers and sisters, we speak like this. When you hear me, you hear Elio Bay, when you hear Muslim Abui, when you hear our beautiful sister and my niece, Salima, and her sister, Nadira, you hear the language of the Holy Quran. And that is given to us for Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace and blessings be upon him. He has given to us what Allah says when we speak of the Quran. And sometimes we go past the time that is due to break fast. We can make it up. And sometimes we are doing the Jummah and we might go over. And sometimes that people will say it's time for prayer, but when you're speaking of the Quran, you are praying. You can always make up prayer. But if you have to make it up, you are reading the words of God. You are now listening to what God says. And there's no third party, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. There's no third party. You are talking directly to God, and he is talking directly to you. Get those fairy tales out your head. And once you learn that God is talking to you, you will understand that you will be able to comprehend and connect the dots and understand what makes the world go around. Now, the leaf falls from the tree will adopt the will of God. And he had his will, but he does not force you to accept it. And this is why Satan don't like us as a creature, because we as creatures don't have to accept God. We can accept Satan. We can accept doing wrong. We have an appetite of doing things as a sin. And yes, you will die. But don't misconstrue what I am saying, that you're going to die a mortal death. No, die of that sin that you have inherited. So you died an intellectual death. You died of a death of your morals. You can repent. That's why it's not a moral death. Allah gives you time to make up that which you sin. All you have to do is beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, and you will come to the conclusion that sin only means just what it is. You left your high morals and stooped down to your flesh, and you became an animal in your action, in your deeds. So this is the holy month of Ramadan, and we're more consistent. We are more understandable. We care about self and kind. And yes, we love all humanity. But if you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love your mother and father. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love your wife or your husband. If you don't love yourself, you will not love your children. For you must help yourself. For doing this month is strictly for you, yourself. This is not a fast for the community. This ain't a fast for your husband or your wife. This is not a fast for your mother and your father or your children. This is a fast so you can come back to your deen, al-fitr, the nature in which you was created. And if in fact you can do that, brothers and sisters, you can help all humanity. Yes, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, acted in his nature, in his deen, al-fitr, from the day he came out of the womb of his mother. Allah chose him because he knew nothing about religion. He knew nothing about God. He knew nothing about Revelation. Yes, Revelation was here for the Quran. Was given to us. For the prophet became Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1400 years ago, the prophet became trustworthy, honesty and integrity, moral decency, transparent. The prophet was able to tell them what he believed in his nature, without mentioning God, without mentioning religion. He acted upon himself as a believer unconsciously that he was moving and answering to his soul. Your soul, brothers and sisters, talks to you. Did you not know your soul talks to you? Well, let's see what Allah says. I will not help a group of people until they help that which is bothering your soul. Now, Satan is locked up. And that's another story why we say he's locked up. But this is the holy month. So Satan will try to tell you, Allah don't like you. He's not going to help you. Because he said, I will not help a group of people until they change that which is bothering their soul. Why did Allah say that, sisters and brothers? He said that because your soul talks to you and you're not listening. You act like it's not there. You act like it's not talking to you. So why would he help you? Well, we all know in kindergarten, you take a step, God will take two. But you first must take a step. And if, in fact, you do not take a step, Allah is not going to help you. Did you comprehend? So if you don't listen to your soul that speaks to you, why should he help you? Your spirit does never change. Your deen al-fitr, the nature in which you was created, does not change. Your soul does not change. But you man, have a right to change. So Prophet Muhammad never changed. He never got out of his soul. But what what allows you to change? What is it that allows you to change? I'm going to tell you what it is. Your appetite. Oh, you have an appetite to not do anything right. You change. You have a right to come out of your deen and al-fitr. That's your appetite. You change. You have a right to accept knowledge, as they call it, food. You ate and swallowed that. But what change is God talking about? When you leave your deen al-fitr, when you leave the nature in which you created, and you take on this world, literally, you have changed. And my God, if you understand it, if you understand it, because the question was asked of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace upon him, and the question was simple. What was the question? O Rasuli, O Messenger of God, is the jinn in you? Now, you would ask him that question before he got revelation. You'd ask them that question before Allah said, read in the name of your Lord that created. He couldn't have answered that question. But when they realized he was the messenger of God, oh, Rasul, he is the jinn in you. Because the jinn is in all of us. He said, yes, the jinn is in me. But the jinn that I have is Muslim. Prophet has a Muslim. What is your jinn, brother? What is your jinn, sister? You cannot say that. Because you got out of your deen that will fit you. And because of that reason, you're still dealing with that jinn. So you want to know if my jinn a Muslim? No, he's not. I'm working on that, but he is a sympathizer. I'm going to bring Elio Bay back on the line and just give him a minute or two. I'm quite sure in less than a minute he will be able to cut in. I am Murad Muhammad, and gives me honor and the privilege to take my brothers back. Thank you.
Radio, a New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. I thank you, Ma'am Murad Muhammad, for opening up for me. I had a delay, and we will continue. Statement is El-Islam the Tafsir of Imam Waqi bin Muhammad, Commentary of the Holy Quran. We will continue where we left off yesterday. The Hadith, find lost sheep, save for master, see camel. Leave it alone and it will find its way to owner. Also the Hadith says, if you find a sheep lost, take it and save it for its master. But if you find a camel lost, leave it alone. It can return to its master. It means that the natural urge in the intellect, when that urge is awakened in the intellect, when it is alive in the intellect, it is what we call the intuitive intelligence in the animal. An intuitive intelligence in the man, right? So when that intuitive intelligence is alive and working in a person, you don't have to worry about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them. He is going to find his way. Sometimes it is best leave them alone because they can't listen to you. And that urge at the same time, they will be confused. All right. The Quran Surah 81, Ayat 4, camel 10 months pregnant. 10 represents 5 senses on conscious and subconscious levels. The operation of the 5 senses in the intellect, they operate on 2 levels, subconscious and conscious. So we have to be conscious. I think that we have covered that commentary very well. And we thank Allah. And I said that 5 senses operate mainly on 2 levels, the subconscious and the conscious level. So we have to keep them in conscious to save the subconscious foundation. Quran Surah 81, Ayah 28-29. There is no willing but Allah. The Quran Surah 37, Ayah 11. Man's creation bigger than the earth. The Quran Surah 95, Ayah 5. We created man in the best way. El Hadith, page 2. 633 and 377W, marriage is half of religion. Anas reported the prophet said, when a man has married, he has fulfilled half of religion. Then let him fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the remaining half. Worship in Al-Islam is conforming to the will of God. will of man is a poor reflection of Allah's will. So worship in Al-Islam is conforming to the will of God, obeying, agreeing, and to God's will. So that is what worship is. And God's will was before he revealed any scripture to any prophet or anybody. Peace be upon the prophets. His will is what supports his creation. God's will is not spooky, a spooky thing I'm talking about. Don't think God's will is like your will. And again, similar to your will. Your will is nothing but a proof for me, a poor reflection of God's will. And you can't will except as God will. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala word in the Quran. Even though you will sometimes wrong, that was in God's will for you to have the freedom to do that. In the end, you are going to be finished, and God's will is going to inherit you, and not you inheriting God's will. After you are finished, dead, God's will is going to inherit you, and you are going to go back into his system of matter. And his system of matter makes a lot to him. His system of matter is a Muslim, and it means, and it makes a lot to its creator. In other words, it brings its form to conform to the will of the creator, the will of God. The Western problem is incorrect reading of the Bible. Homosexuality results from corrupt culture, artificiality, imposed original nature. Our salat is worship in everything we do, and our life should be worship. So this is the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. The Quran and the teaching of our prophet, present, and peace be upon it, everything you do should be an act of worship called, in Arabic, ibadah. But as I said, we all do not conform completely. So we are not perfect, but we should be striving to bring our whole life to be an expression of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad the prophet was that kind of a person. His whole life was worship of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone may ask, what about his wife? He was married to women. That was like half of his religion. That is his saying, marriage is half of religion. So he said marriage is half of the religion. So you have to get away from this Western influence in your mind. I'm talking about the Western influence that comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. You should be writing that down. I said incorrect reading of the Bible. So I'll go out there and say, the Imam said that problem is in the Bible, brothers. That problem comes from the Bible. No, I said it comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. That is a big difference. So what happens to society, it is influenced by the moral problem of pious men who accepted to give up wives, women, and sex, and then broke down and had to go to the court for sodomy. They should have read the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world is too big for you. If you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. That have a thing, they have a thing with sex. And the Shaitan comes in and he uses their defect, influences the whole culture. Not directly. He whispers his influence into the culture. And they are already weak for it, so they buy it. So when you give the natural life artificiality imposed upon the natural life, a life that is really strange to the natural life and artificial, not real when it looks at what is natural light. What happens? Behavior registered in that light is confused. You confuse it, and it becomes so confused that it sees, it sends you into extreme to get rid of the problem. So the nature to register of what is going on influences what the influences is asking of the natural system inside of you. It becomes confused, and then it sends your spirit and your behavior to extreme. One goes to the extreme, he wants to just give up the world. He wants to give up women. Sex is so nasty that he wants to give up women. Believe me, you have a lot of homosexuals. They do not know their own problem. The culture has influenced them. They think they have a natural problem. There are not many who have a natural problem. If you have a natural problem, come to me, and I will allow it for you. But if it is in your mind, I can't allow it. I have to bring it out of your mind. You have to correct in your thinking, correct it in your thinking. So if it is a natural problem, why do we just allow each other? Those who have the problem, just allow yourself. They say, it's a natural problem. Well, I'll give you the sharpest knife you have ever had in your hand. It won't give you any pain. It will just quickly allow yourself. But it is not. But it is not there, it is in your brain. So God created us in the best form. The culture has influenced mothers going back way into time, and mothers are sometimes influenced to raise boys in the wrong way, and they make a homosexual out of their son. So it is all about form. God created us in the best form. The Quran says, we have created the human person in the best form, the best model, the best mold, the best pattern. So that is what it is talking about. But the influence of your own self in your own world can help you or take you out of that. The Quran goes on to say, and as a consequence of your own doing, that intellect, pattern is reduced to the lowest of the low, to the bottomless pit, lower than a dog. And you know that. I think it was true in all times now, but now, more so than ever, we offend and insult the animal kingdom when we call some of those no good so-called human beings a dirty dog. You rat. You have never that a rat gave the world as much problem as you. Don't hurt the rat. Imagine like that. Image like that. So Abraham gets down stars. And the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 36, gets you down. The Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 75 to 79. Abraham, rational search for God. So man fell because he thought he was an angel divine. Falling star is a sign of our fall from the misperceive of our perfection, that we continually, with Quran speaking of the heavens, it says how we have made it and adorned it. Adorned it with what? Beautiful lights. Aren't the stars beautiful lights up there above us? So you don't have to even go to Texas to see that. It is beautiful. And in Texas, you have a wide, beautiful sky. And it's so big. The prairies are so wide that you can see those stars up there. And it looks like you can just almost throw a rock and hit one. They look that close. Or you can shoot and maybe touch one with a bullet or a missile or something. And it is like a piece of black cloth bedecked with jewelry. And they are just sparkling all over it. That is why the translator sees that. He registered the beauty of the clear sky at night with all of the light shining. And he used the English word adorn. And I'm sure the Arabic word is even more rich in describing it. Adorn it, and there are no flaws in it. Some might say, yes, there are some flaws. Stars fall. They fall because they got out of the system. That is why they fell. Something happened to make them lose their place in the system, and they fell as a sign to us that no matter how perfect we think we are, sometimes we fall. And we really believe that in order to serve the Lord, God, who created everything, man, and he had to fall. He thought he was an angel. Or he thought he was a perfect being. He thought he was divine or a godlike creature. He thought that. And he had to fall. He fell. A man, a prophet Muhammad, the prophet of God, by the name of Ibrahim in the Quran, he knew the place of falling. And he went there where he knew the stars fell. Nothing but a metaphor, a symbol, a sign of our fall from perfection that we perceive to come back down with everybody else. You can set yourself up as an angel or as divine, but sooner or later, you are going to find you are burning out, falling from the heavens and burning out. And when you cool, we can do something for you and do something with you. So Muslim, everybody born Muslim in the wild. So our father Abraham, peace be upon him, found stone and he placed it in the corner of the house that was going to be a house for all mankind. It was going to be equally the home of the white man as it is for a black man. For a Jew, as it is for a Christian or a Muslim, a Hindu, a wild man in the jungle or whatever, it is going to be the home for everybody who was even in human creation. And everybody at birth in human creation, I don't care if he is born in the wild, when he comes from his mother, he is in human creation. They are not tigers coming up when the delivery is there. That baby is ready to go into any civilization, though born in the wild, the jungle, but ready to come up in any civilization. You could bring that child right straight from that wild society and wild mother straight to my house, and I'll raise him in my house. And he will come up just like my sons and daughters. God presents them right into the man's world. That is why the prophet, present and peace be upon him, said, everyone is born a Muslim until circumstances make them otherwise. On Surah 83, Ayat 14, part rest. So we know that poison is something that affects from within. And rust is something that eats away from without. There are things eating us away from within and poisoning us and denying the individual to be comfortable, to be healthy internally. There are things of aggravating us from without, inferior status, slum conditions. The Quran, Surah 83, Ayat 1-4, woe to those that deal in fraud. Woe to those that deal in fraud, those who when they have to receive by measure from man exact full measure, or weigh to man give less than due. John 10:8, all before me were robbers and thieves. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Malachi 3:8-9. Will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yet we have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And these is offering, ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So I like this saying from the Bible, will a man rob God? Yes, a man will rob God. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this to us in the Quran? They are creatures, They are cheaters. They cheat you out of the life God created you for. So if they cheat you out of the life, they are robbing God, because God is the one who possesses all of that. And he gives it to you to use for your own benefit. He turned you with, he trusted you with it. Now they take it. It was not yours. It was yours to use, so they take authority over it. Who did they take it from? God. They are robbing God. That's a sign of Jesus Christ, pointing to Muhammad, present the peace be upon him, the comforter to come. And he is saying that before the creation of God is presented to the world and made free for all, or in the hands of nothing but thieves. And when you study history, you see that power have done nothing but rob the masses. That's all they have done, and took the world as though it was theirs, exclusive rights to have it. And all people that they decide to be out of it are out of it. No more. Muslim cannot accept that. So when I saw the wisdom, the beauty, and the kindness of the words of God for myself, studying the Quran, I made up my mind that no one would ever possess my spirit. No one would ever possess my mind. That it is for God and God alone. It makes you free. The word of God frees us when we get it directly from him, the way he gave it to his prophets and messengers. So when we get it from him, it frees us. It makes us humble, ourselves. And we are happy to say, I'm nobody, God is so great. I'm nobody, God is so high. I am nobody. God is so beautiful, I am nobody. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it humbles you, and that's what we need today. We need people who are not just our leaders, but they are also our brothers and sisters in obedience to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Then we can have success. The Quran, Surah 84, Ayat 1-4. Matthew 24:29, stars fall. Job 2:31, moon, blood, sun, darkness. Revelation 12:4, Satan, dragon, third star fell. So the stars fell means the saintly people lost their high place in the world. Sun gone means that the rational mind lost its place in society. Moon gone means the light of the spiritual guidance lost its place. The social, the spiritual light of the intellect is destroyed. Nothing brings about a more thorough destruction than fire. But the soul, ocean, trees, animals have never rebelled against God. It is the mind of man that acted against truth and brought the world to a state of hell. Change the mind, then change the world. So the mind of people must be renewed, given new souls for their knowledge to grow in. Renewed of the land is that renewing of the idea that you have of the physical land. When that idea is renewed, and give it to you in proper words, you have right knowledge. And your vision is made new. Nothing has changed in the world until something has changed in your mind. Moon means light, spiritual guidance. The moon means the light of spiritual guidance. It lost its place. So we are reading about a heaven that is going to be destroyed, rolled up like a scroll. And don't think it already has happened. The sun has been darkened. The moon has been darkened. And the turn, and it turned to blood. The stars have fallen out of their place, and the earth is covered with earthquakes. The thing that we have read about, or the destruction that will come in the final day, we have witnessed those things, and now we are battling to save ourselves from the final destruction that the wicked plan has planned for us. God never planned these things for us. The dragon in his trail drew the third part of the stars of the heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Do you think that God would plan the destruction of the sun? No. The destruction of the moon? No. The death of the moon or the falling of the stars? The book says that Satan brought down a third of the kingdom. It says that at one time and in one stroke, Satan brought down a third of the stars. That should tell you who it is that is destroying the physical world. Not the physical world in a physical sense, but the physical world in a symbolic sense. These physical objects just stand as symbols representing something in our life, in our human makeup. Sun, symbolic. Mind, it makes us active. Moon represents deep thought, a reflection of reality. So what wakens us and starts us to be active in the morning? Isn't it the conscious mind when it is awakened? And the eyes open and you see the physical world? Isn't that the light on? That is the sun, the conscious mind. So when you close your eyes and think deep, you are trying to reach the moon. You want some reflection from the reality that you can't find. Now, many of us, we do this, and pretty soon we get a little light. And we open our eyes and we can shed some light on the dark question that we just a few minutes ago didn't see any light on. So the destruction of the world is in a person. I'm only saying to you is this, that what you have been reading in scriptures of judgment, doom, the destruction of the universe, it is not talking about physical creation. It is talking about a human creation. It is talking about a social and a spiritual life of the human being that destruction will come upon to the social life as the light of intelligence will be destroyed. People will open their eyes in the day and will look out at the physical and will not get true guidance because their minds will have already have been poisoned by lies and corrupt knowledge. The Quran, Surah 84, Ayat 1 to 6, Earth will beckon to her Lord. Matthew 26:27, Last Supper, 12 disciples, Zodiac. So we have to understand that the heavens orientated people, those whose heads are in heaven. Those whose orientation are in heaven, who are they? Church people. Aren't they the ones whose orientation, church folk, people, Last Supper, is in heaven? They are skyward people. And actually, the sign that they have in the religion, the rule in their religion is referring to the sky they have in the sky. 12 times table, 12 disciples. Now, if you have gone to school and you've done your arithmetic and you have studied your 12 times tables, right? Your 12 times table, why are they called tables? 12 times you have to be able to go through the whole 12 to understand the table. Jesus is the 13th. Jesus Christ was the 13th one night on one, right? 13th one, right? And he was really over the 12. His job was to lead the 12 into the kingdom, right? Not just the 12, but they represent the people of the world too. His job was to lead the spiritual people, the skyward people into the kingdom. Then why must they be shaking up in the heavens? There is nothing wrong with the sun and the sun and the moon and the stars. Nothing is wrong with the physical heaven that it needs to be shook up. It's operating as God intended for it to operate. It was once shook up in trouble, but it is nice now. You know, but there is another heaven. There is a heaven of man that needs to be shook up so that people can see their real purpose and the role in life. They tell us that a certain skyward order, a skyward religion, is not really heeding the command of its Lord. Now, we know we are living witnesses that the cultures meted out to us as slaves in America was not approved by the Christian religion, but it was allowed under Christianity or Christian authority. So when the earth is flattened out and cast forth what is in it, this tells us that there are things that the heavens hide and things that the earth hides. So we are talking about the heavens of man, the religion of man, and the earth of man, the material world of man. Both are hiding things from us. And God is telling us in this Quran, there is coming a day when there is going to be a shaking up. Things are going to be shaken up of place and manifest what they are hiding. And heaven and the earth will hearken to Allah. Heaven and the earth will heed the warning of God. They can only come about when we give the masses of people the truth. As long as the masses of people don't have the truth, then those few who operate in secrecy, they have protection. Protection is our refusal to let it be known. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 1, by the mansion, John 14:2, Father's house, many mansions. Al-Islam is life. Mission means material establishment. Al-Islam is life. And as the Old Testament and the New Testament promises God's worshipers life and a good life, it is the promise in the Quran. It is the same God says that he will give his worshipers life and a good life and good establishment. I'm very familiar with Bible that God says there is also that he will give his worshipers mansion as the good establishment and dwelling where they will be secure and have the beautiful and good things that their hearts or their souls wanted. So this is the promise that is in the great religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Al-Islam. Then what has Al-Islam specifically or particularly has to offer, called to life by the three religions? And the three great religions promises God's light, a good light, pardon me, and God and good establishment, the fulfillment of all good desires. So go on Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers flowing underneath. So rivers flowing underneath means life, water of the life of human sentiment and faith. Life begins with trust. If the infant comes here not trusting the mother, the infant may die. So faith is the beginning of life. And human feelings, sentiments, that is the beginning. Creation out of water. That is the beginning of life for us. That our feelings, our innocence and good, our sentiments are alive and good. That is the beginning of life for us. So water underneath which rivers flow means you don't have to have it revealed to you from the sky. It is already in your life that God creates. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers beneath. In the Quran, it says, if you remain faithful, he will give you a life hereafter, and it will be as a garden with rivers flowing underneath the surface. The rivers flowing on top of the surface that we see. These will be rivers flowing beneath the surface. We won't see those rivers. They are flowing beneath the surface to abide therein eternally. So you are never to be kicked out of there. The Jews can drive the Palestinians out of their land. But once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this land with rivers flowing underneath the gardens, nobody can cast you out. It is yours eternally. Which one would you like to have? The one that somebody, the new landlord, comes and says, move? Or the one that keeps the same landlord and he puts you there and they can't even see your garden of your rivers? They are hidden from them. The disbelievers who cannot see them, they are not meant for their eyes. So they cannot take your garden away. So that is a good situation to be in, to get the benefit of this world that man has. Body is formed hidden in the womb, like the inner person is formed inside the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forms life in the mother hidden from the view of human beings, and when he delivers it, it's complete, and it is only a sign of how he formed the constitution of the human person. His reasoning, his sensitivity, his interest, his vision form all over again. And nobody sees that construction going on until it delivers. And we recognize that this is a new person. So the Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 13, He originate and restore and repeat. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1-4, created man. The merciful God taught the Quran to Muhammad and created the human person model. Muhammad prayed and the peace be upon him. And when he did that for Muhammad, he did that for all of the world, if they accept the Quran. And Muhammad that he created with the Quran, then they get the benefit too. They will also be created anew. So the whole world can have a new life, a new creation, a higher life, if they would just accept the Quran and Muhammad. Those followers who accepted the Quran and Muhammad, they became a new people, a new world. And they even situated or affected the other world, the outside world, to quicken that life in them and bring them to revival, not to the new life or to the new creation that Allah intends. Renewal, death equals merit equals hundreds. That whatever is necessary, he brings renewal. He brings renewal. We think it's every 100 years. 100 is symbolic. On death, Married is a play on marriage. So the same letters, combination, just different accent. One is 100 years and the other one is death. So the 100 years is whenever we and whenever we die, to it Allah bless us with it, we know. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 13, originate and repeat. The dead human being and teaching brought him to life. So this is the more important creation for us, to Allah. Allah is the best of the creator of mankind. The Quran says, then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bones and clothed the bones with flesh. Then we developed out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best to create. And this is the creation that enables us to become creators. Yes, creators, inventors, masters of the sciences, producers of goods and services. Someone might say, oh, no one is a creator but God. Read your Quran again. And Allah is the best of creators. That God's world is that God's word in the Quran. Can't you feel the angels descending and the Holy Spirit? I do, and I can feel the Holy Spirit and the angels coming down in the darkness by the permission of their Lord. Man progresses as his eyes open. So you know man progresses as the lens of his eyes opens up to see more and to see clearly. The more his eyes, the lens open to capture more of the world that God created, and he's able to see it clearly and understand it and more progress. We have that way. There is no progress until day, right? So in the story of creation, nothing happened. It was darkness everywhere. And then the light came on. And things began to take form, to be present, to be seen. That is life, activity, and progress. God says travel through the earth. That means visit areas outside of your area. Not where there is nothing but sand, because he says, and see how he started creation and repeats it. Travel through the earth and see how God began creation and repeats it. Now, you know that could be understood from just a reflection on civilization, how they rise and fall, and how new civilizations rise up behind those falling civilizations. I could understand it that way. Travel through the earth, and that's what you will see. You will see ruins of ancient civilizations, the ruins over upon the ruins. Then you will see the next civilization, the new civilization. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted a sign of the civilization, of a civilization that was once here. It's gone. It's dead. And now here is a living one. Here is a present one. And they are not the same. That one is gone. And this one is now currently living. The living one. Not only wants us to see this, he wants us to think about it. How did this ancient one get started? What caused it to fall? Now here is another one that's different. It's not really a new beginning. It is a repetition. Though it looks different, there many things they may think a little different. For civilization that has risen upon logic, science, and study, etc., they don't differ any more than our language differs. They don't differ any more than our nation differs. What I mean by that, our language can be tied into one language, human language. nations formed basically the same way. So our differences as nations can be tied into one understanding, and that is how nations form. And they are formed the same way. The differences are not that big and serious when it comes to the nature of origin or the beginning of nature. If we study the origin, the beginning of one nation, we have the knowledge then to understand the beginning of all nations. Yes. Likewise for civilization. They don't get credit for this. Man can't have civilization by closing his eyes and working with darkness. He has to open his eyes and work with external reality. Then he can have it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the external reality and man. So the subject both of the actor in the subject matter. So he's the creator of both, or the operator of his subject. He is the creator of both. And all the subjects or the operator is doing is studying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And what works for him is only what Allah has put in his creation. If he gets something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put in his creation, it doesn't work. So that's why the better perception of the beginning of these great civilizations is to see how Allah began creation, then repeats it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points us also to our own creation, right? Now, we can't see how he began our creation, but we can certainly see how he repeats it. And that's all the knowledge we need to know in order to manage our creation. That's all we need to know. Life. But now, if I'm reading God's words correctly, this is a formula for it, and you can't get that until you get the first, and the first is to want to be decent, to accept purity in your life. Praise be to Allah. So Qadir power is translated power, but it is potential. The night of power, this is translated power. But the power is potential. As the potential for the work, God created our life. When the potential for the great work, but now, what will free that potential? What will awaken it? What will give it expression? What will release it into the world so that it can cultivate the world? Produce, produce, produce. Following that formula, accepting purity, accepting your Lord like the Holy Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, accepted his Lord. He accepted his Lord by strictly obeying him. Accepting your Lord the way the animals accept their Lord, by strictly obeying him in the night. And that obedience will turn the day on for you. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will have the world influence, control. Now that might sound simple, but ordinary to you, but that's what creates the world. As what generates world, that's how worlds are born. That's the explanation for the beginning of creation and repeating of creation. And you who have intelligence and respecting what I've been saying, you're standing on solid foundation. And it's just a matter of time before the world will be in your hand. If not in your generation, it will pass on to your children. It's just a matter of time. It got into me, and look what it has done to me. I didn't know. If I had known that these things would happen to me, that have happened to these late years, I would have not believed it. If somebody told me what was going to happen, I would have laughed. Just like Sarah laughed. Peace be upon her. when she was told that she was going to give birth to a child in her old age. He laughed because it was ridiculous to hear in her situation and her circumstance. Well, in my situation and my circumstances as teenager, as a young man, as a man 40 years old under the honorable Elijah Muhammad, if I had been told these things, I would have laughed. I would say, you're all stretching it too much. It's ridiculous, impossible. But it has happened in this day and time. Just recently, I sat with a Catholic bishop in dialogue. I felt as comfortable sitting with him, discussing deep knowledge, with him understanding where he was coming from, and he knew it, that was just common knowledge between us. He's discussing it from his point of view and from his knowledge base. And I was discussing it from my knowledge base and my point of view. And we are just relaxing, enjoying it. So relax. The newspaper the next day carried it in the paper, his paper, The Catholic Influence, Time. So naturally his face was above mine, but that was okay. And they were saying that these two representatives of the two great religions discussing differences and showed similarities in the differences. So because he was informed, were able to take what seemed to have been different between us in person, those differences as to being different but similar or similar, it dispelled all the differences. It caused the differences to disappear. I mean, deep stuff, deep as you are, as anybody would want to go. This is what we are discussing, and we were on the college campus, the University of La Crosse, among heavyweights. And they came up and greeted Joe Little Imam, like he was a scientist of the age. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating anything. That's the way they came up and greeted Joe Imam, saying, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for coming here. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, we have come to the conclusion of our time. We thank Imam Murad Muhammad for opening up for us when we were delayed. And we thank you for listening this evening. And may God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. We will continue this next Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday p.m. 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Inshallah, it only means that we please God. Thank you once again. May God guide us. Strengthen our faith. Pray for those in the hospital and the elderly that are at home. And pray for our ancestors. How many times do you ask God to pray for our ancestors that suffered so much? Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.